Good Sunday morning. Thank you for joining me today on Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I am Ken Tuck, and I am so happy and thankful that you decided to join me this morning. First off, let me ask you to forgive me. My voice is off some today. I'm battling a cold. It's not COVID. It's a cold. I'm just kind of stuffy, ears stopped up, but praise God anyway. If you can handle my voice, we'll get through these 30 minutes in God's Word and just pray bring Him glory and encourage each other with the Word of God this morning. So I hope you're doing well. 2021 is not off to such a great start after all, is it? I know many were looking forward to 2020 being over, but do believe most of us figured that just because the calendar turned, it didn't mean things were all of a sudden going to return back to normal again. COVID is spreading faster than it ever has. So many more people are dying now. I know a lot of people who have COVID, and a lot of people are struggling with it. The thing about COVID is there's so many different ways people are affected by it. I know when I had COVID back in August, it was really just mainly a fatigue thing, just extreme fatigue. But I know people who are in ICU, and they've been in the hospital with COVID. I had a relative who died because of COVID. It's a horrible, horrible disease, a horrible plague, and we need to be careful out there. So I just encourage everybody to be careful. The political strife and social strife is raging even more so than before the election. Things are just continually spiraling out of control, it seems. But we got to remember one thing. God is in control. The world is going crazy, but we need to stay focused on God. And I talked about that in the first message for this year here on Sunday Morning of Love and Action, that we have to stay focused on Jesus. And I want to talk more about focusing ourselves on the Lord this morning, because I see so many who are just getting caught up in everything that's going on, and it's bringing a lot of fear into people's lives, bringing a lot of confusion into people's lives. And so let's just take time this morning to talk about this. It's a very important topic, and we've got to keep our focus on God. And let's go to God in prayer first before we start talking about this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you. You have given us another day, another opportunity to live for you, another opportunity to get to know you better, another opportunity to praise you and to worship you. Father, we know that this world is just in such a mess, and it has been, and it just seems to keep getting worse. But God, you're not surprised by any of this. And Father, if we read your word, we shouldn't be either. But Lord, I know there's a lot of fear out there. And you tell us not to fear because you're with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And Father, may we focus on you. May we focus on your word and not let fear overtake our lives. Father, when we open your word, we read Psalms such as Psalms 18 that David wrote. When he says, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my strength, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. God, let us pray your word like that. Let us pray like David did. Let us sing your praises like David did. Because God, you are my rock. You are our rock. And you are our fortress and our deliverer. We do take refuge in you, O Lord, and you are our shield and the horn of our salvation. Father, we praise you. Thank you for being our everything. Lord, if we have you, we have everything. And let us focus on that. Let us focus on your word. Let us be people of your word. Let us be people who are strong in you during these turbulent times, Father. And Father, we just thank you for your word. And as we open up your word this morning, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to teach us, to lead us and to guide us into all truths. And may we put your word to work in our lives. You tell us through James to be doers of your word and not hearers only. So, Father, may we be doers of your word. Father, we thank you. We praise you. And, Lord, we lift this country up to you. God, we pray for deliverance for this country. We pray for salvation for this country. Lord, we pray for the leaders of this country. Lord, we pray that each one will fall on their knees before you, just like we all have to do. And may we all be on our knees praying for one another, praying for this country. Because, God, the only way this is going to turn around and change is if your people follow you like you tell us to, Jesus. So, Lord, we need to repent. And I repent of my sins, Father, and ask you to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, Lord. Lord, all my shortcomings, ask you to forgive me. And Lord, help us all to repent and to follow after you, Lord. Father, we praise you, we love you, and we thank you, and it's in your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. So today, we're going to talk about don't lose your focus on God. So many are just getting caught up in everything that's going on, and it's hard not to be honest with you. I mean, the election came, and things were still not good, and then we saw what happened on the steps of our Capitol and inside of our Capitol, not just on the steps, but our Capitol was attacked by other Americans, and it was a horrible, horrible day, but it's really the state that America is in today. And we can get all caught up in that and start to get fearful about what's going on, or we can say, wait a second, we're going to go to our God. We're going to talk to him about this. We're going to pray to him about this. So let's don't let our focus get off of God. And if it has, then put it back on him. Because you see, Satan is doing a lot of work right now because he knows his time is short. And anything he can do, anything he can use to take the focus off of God and to take God's people focus off of God, then he's going to use that. He's going to do that. If you get caught up in the and watching all this on TV constantly, the news, you're not going to be focused on God at all. We need to be informed. And that's what I try to do. I try to be informed. I have some apps on my phone that I look at news and see what's going on, and then I'm out of it. And I read more than I watch on TV, and I'm sure that's because I was a newspaper person for 22 years, so I continue to read my news more than I do watch it on TV. But wherever you get your news from, just don't get caught up in it. Get in, see what's going on, and get out. You know what to pray about at that point. Another thing that's really messing a lot of people up is social media. There's so much conspiracy out there in social media, and so much of it is just outright lies, just to cause people fear and to make people do things that otherwise they wouldn't do. If you're getting caught up in conspiracies, you need to, again, stop and pray and ask God to just take all this fear from you, because there's so much out there that's just confusing people, causing people to hate, and just causing a lot of just discord in this country. And we know God's not part of any of that. God's not part of hatred. God's not part of confusion. That all comes from Satan. That's all part of his weaponry that he uses against people to get focus off of God. So whatever's bringing distractions into your life, whatever's causing you to lose your focus, you just turn it off and go to God. There's a number of churches right now who are taking the first 21 days, the first 30 days of this month, of this year, to focus on God. And those are awesome. We need to do that. A number of churches are doing the 21 days of prayer and fasting. Other churches are doing a month-long study of focusing on God. Other churches are taking a whole year and really trying to focus people on reading the Bible through in a year and studying it together. So I encourage you to be part of that. And I know Martha and I, we're reading the scriptures through again. And it's good to do that no matter how many times you've read through the Bible. Because the more we read, the more God shows us things. And the more that we get his word in our hearts. And we've got to have his word in our hearts. And in these turbulent times, we've got to lean on God even more. We always need to lean on him, but we need to lean on him even more. And you know what? He's going to get us through these times. He's gotten us through every other time before, right? He'll get us through this, but we have to focus on him, trust him, and obey his word. Obedience is key. Trust him and obey him. I found some quotes about focusing on God, and I wanted to share them with you this morning. I thought they were really good. The first set of quotes I'm going to share are from Christian writer and teacher Crystal McDowell. And she says, "What consumes your mind controls your life. Don't focus on your adversaries. Focus on God's possibilities. True faith is keeping your eyes on God when the world around you is falling apart." I want to read that again. True faith is keeping your eyes on God when the world around you is falling apart. That is so relevant for right now in the time that we're living in. Don't focus on what's falling apart around the world. Don't focus on all of that mess. Focus on God. Keep your eyes, keep your heart on God. I love her quote, "What consumes your mind controls your life," and that's it. Right there in a nutshell, what are we focusing on? Whatever that is, it's controlling our life. I want God to control my life, so I want to focus on Him. That's where all of us as people of God, we've got to focus on Him. Crystal also says that instead of thinking about how hard the test is, we can instead focus on asking the Lord to enlarge our understanding. There's a lot of stuff going on out there in this world, and we need to seek our wisdom from God, not from this world, and He will enlarge our understanding. Pastor and Christian author John MacArthur says this, "The more you focus on yourself, the more distracted you will be from the proper path. The more you know Him," being God, "and commune with Him, the more the Spirit will make you like Him. The more you are like Him, the better you will understand His utter sufficiency for all of life's difficulties. And that is the only way to know real satisfaction." Focusing on God again, John says, the more we're like Him, the more we're like God, the more that we will understand that everything we need to have sufficiency, God has it all. And that's real satisfaction. You know, the Rolling Stones have been looking for satisfaction for a long time, haven't they? And Mick keeps saying, "I can't get no satisfaction." Well, we can't get no satisfaction either outside of God. We have to go to God, focus on Him, dig in His Word, be people of prayer and fasting, and the realization of how awesome our God is will become more and more prevalent in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in the way we live this life. A few more quotes here. These are not attributed to anyone. One says, "When you fix your thoughts on God, God fixes your thoughts." I really like that one. When you fix your thoughts on God, God fixes your thoughts. You know, Pastor Ralph Sigler at Harvest Church here in Dothan, he always says, think about what you're thinking about. And that makes so much sense because our thoughts, God knows our thoughts, right? And if we're thinking about crazy stuff, well, you know, God already knows what we're thinking, so we can't hide it from Him. And if we know that what we focus on, what we think about really controls our lives, then we need to think about what we're thinking about. Another good quote is, focus on God, not your problem. Listen to God, not your insecurities. Rely on God, not your own strength. And that's such a key in this life, is to rely on God. We often think that, hey, I've got this, I can handle this. Once we start down that path, we realize, I don't have this, and I can't handle it. I need to rely on God. So let's just rely on God and not on our own strength. And one more quote, "My relationship with God is my number one focus. I know that if I can take care of that, God will take care of everything else." Nothing in this life is more important than our relationship with God. He has to be number one in our lives, over everyone and everything else. And when that happens, then we know God is taking care of everything else in our lives. The thing about it is, we have to get to a point where we can't breathe until we're focused on God and His presence in our lives. Think about, what do I want most in life? Do you want God most of all? Do I want God most of all? The one thing that we want in our lives that we can't live without is God. And we must learn to treasure Him and to treasure His presence. We can live without a lot of things in this life, but we cannot live without God. We have to have Him first in our lives. And I believe as we start reading some scripture now, we'll see that too long the American church, I'll just say the church here in the U.S., has really relied more on ourselves than we have on God. We've relied on people. You know, it happens every political season where it's just people are turning to politicians to save this country, and that's not going to happen. A person will never, ever save this country. Only Jesus can do that. And let's look in Scripture at very, very popular Scripture that we read during tough times in our nation, and that's 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Usually we just read verse 14, but I want us to read verses 13 through 15. So that's 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 through 15. God says, "If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send a plague among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." God's making us a promise there that if we will humble ourselves, pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways, then He will hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. We want this land healed so badly. But have we truly humbled ourselves? Have we truly sought God and sought after Him first and foremost and turned from our wicked ways? Because God says when we do that, He will hear and He will forgive and He will heal. And God does not lie. He always does what He says He's going to do. So we know that there's a plague in our land right now. It's called COVID-19, the coronavirus. We have that going on. We need to pray. Ask God to help us. Ask God to forgive us for our sins. This nation needs to do it. I long for the day when leaders, more leaders in this country, would ask God to forgive us. It's going to take that for sure, but it's going to have to start in the house of God with His people. We need to truly humble ourselves. We don't need to talk about how we're going to store up all kind of ammunition and get ready for a civil war and all this kind of crazy talk that's been going on even more so for the past couple of weeks. We need to focus on God and on His Word and storing up His Word in our hearts. So as things continue to unravel, we won't, and we'll be strong in Him and watch what God will do in this land. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, Jesus says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." We can fool one another. We can fool others by what we say, but Jesus knows our hearts. And as He says right there, people honor Him with their lips. In other words, with words that we say, we can bring honor to Him with our words, but He's looking at our hearts. He knows what's in our hearts. Where's your heart at this morning? Is Jesus the center of your heart? Is He Lord of all in your life? He knows. He knows where each one of us, where we're at in our spiritual walk with Him. So let's just be real with Jesus. And let's do honor Him with the words that we say. But let's make sure that it's coming from our hearts and not just from our mouth or just from our minds. Jeremiah chapter 29:11 is my wife's favorite verse. And I often joke and call it Martha 29:11. But it's a powerful verse. And it's just awesome promises from God. So let's turn to Jeremiah 29 and let's read verses 11 through 13. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for prosperity and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Such awesome promises right there from God. Well, you see, the day that we're living in right now, as I talked about earlier, there's just a lot of fear and a lot of confusion, a lot of angst, and people are really, really focused on that. When we go out, 11 Action, we go out, we see hundreds of people every week, and maybe not quite 100%, but almost maybe 98% of people, when we ask them, what can we pray for you about this past week, has been for our country. We need to pray for our country, and that's awesome that people understand we need to do that. But it also showed me that and a number of people, that just the fear that they have of what's going on. And so we need to focus one another, encourage one another to seek after God with all of our heart. Not just, again, not just lip service, but seek after him with all of our hearts. And when we do and we pray to him, he listens to us. And he tells us we when we seek him, we'll find him. When we search for him with all of our hearts. So as we pray, we need to step up our prayer life and truly seek after God through fasting and through prayer, through worship, and through reading of his word. And when we do that, we can rest assured that God hears us, and he's with us, and he's watching after us. And again, he's not surprised about anything that's going on right now. But we have to be focused in our lives and focused on him. Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7. I will also give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord, and they will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me wholeheartedly. Now, God is talking about his people Israel, but we can look at this verse about God talking to us as well, because his word is for all of us. And he says that he will give us a new heart for him. And that's what we need in this country. We need a new heart for God. And he wants us to be his people. He wants to be our God. And so we need to come to him, as we read earlier, and humble ourselves and ask him to forgive us, turn from our wicked ways, turn to him, and tell him, I want you to be our God. We want to be your people. He will do that. When we turn to him wholeheartedly, he will forgive us. He will heal us. He will take care of us. He will calm the craziness, as it's being called now. Just so much craziness in this world, in this country. And we need to turn to him and look to him first, for only he can calm any situation. Psalm chapter 19, verse 14, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The meditations of my heart. Again, where is our heart focused on? What are we focusing on? Let's make sure it's on God. And let's ask, let's pray this. You can pray God's word. Yeah, and you can pray like this: God, Father God, Abba, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You know, pray his word. And that's an awesome prayer right there. I want the words coming out of my mouth to be acceptable to him. I want the meditation of my heart, what I'm focused on, to be acceptable to him. So let's go to God and let's ask him to help make that so. Help me to concentrate on what I'm talking about. Help me to concentrate on what my heart's focusing on. You know, the more we spend in his word, the more time we spend in prayer, then our words are going to be acceptable to him, because we'll end up quoting his word from the Bible a lot. And the prayer being focused on him, then our heart, the meditation of our heart, is going to be acceptable to him. Again, nothing in this life matters as much as being in the will of God, living this life for his glory, knowing him, being in his presence, and telling others the goodness of our God, telling others the good news. That's what the gospel is. The Gospel means good news. And as we tell others the good news, the meditation of our heart is on that, right? And that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And as we do that, then we get to share His peace, His love, His joy, His mercy, His grace, His forgiveness, His healing with others. And as we do that, then people realize we do need a Savior, we do need a Lord, and it's not a person, it's not somebody in politics, it's not somebody in entertainment, it's not an athlete, it's Jesus, and I need Him. And when we share Jesus with people, and people realize that, they need Him, and more realize that they need Him, then we're going to see true change happen in this country. But we won't until that happens. John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life. And that's what it all comes down to at the end of this life. We're either going to have eternal life with Him, or we're going to have eternity without Him. And that being hell, that being hell thrown into the lake of fire in the final judgment. I want eternal life with Jesus. I want you to have eternal life with Jesus. I want others, everyone, to have eternal life with Jesus. That's why we have to make sure our hearts are focused on Him. Make sure that our lives are being lived for Him. So we all need to stop, take a deep breath, and say, God, am I living a life that's pleasing to you? And if I'm not, please forgive me and help me to start living a life that's pleasing to you, a life where I'm focused on you and my heart is focused on you, and that I'm not being carried away with the cares of this world and being fearful and being confused and mad and angry and hatred. I want to be filled with your love, filled with your mercy, filled with your grace, filled with you, Jesus. So let's make sure that we take time today to seek Him and to take time each and every day to seek Him. I encourage you again, get involved with, if your church is doing the 21 days of prayer and fasting or 30 days of knowing God or and has a Bible reading plan where they're reading through the Bible in a year and even teaching on it, then get involved with that. Don't just say, oh, that's a good thing to do. Get involved with it and get involved in God's Word and take time, whether it's early in the morning or late at night, whatever's the best time for you, to be in God's Word daily and to be in prayer. And let's seek God with all of our hearts because He's waiting. He's waiting on us to truly seek after Him. Well, we are out of time. I certainly appreciate you joining me this morning. Know that God loves you, and let's focus on Him and stay focused on Him. I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you, may cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, may lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.